All right, so I'm gonna do a 7-day boot camp about the fake reality everybody's living in. Now this is gonna be some wild stuff because what I'm getting ready to say is off the roof. I don't even know if I've ever heard anybody talk about it. I might have. Yeah, I think I have. The narcissist guy. Richard Grannon, he talks about it a lot. He says, like, when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, both of you are living in a consensus reality, which is fake reality. You've both agreed to the fake reality. And so I think I've heard it before, but I don't, it might have been him a long time ago, but I started thinking about it from a code perspective, even from a biblical perspective, that let's say it's a business you start. The only reason that business exists is because you put intention and effort and time and blood, sweat, and tears, and you have customers come in and they're benefited. But that business could go away like in a second. So what holds that business together? The business is held together based on a consensus reality that we want this business to be in force or whatever. Now, the deal is, not only is it true in business, it's true in relationships, it's true in your health, it's true in everything. If you don't put any effort into something, it goes away. It just goes away. It fades away. And so, I'm going to talk about that. I might have to ask some help from AI to get some ideas, but... And then I'm going to try to apply it biblically or whatever. I have actually trained AI to think like I think about the holographic fractal reality, the progressive revelation. Every moment is the now. Everything's a deja vu. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, somebody emailed me or something, said something about, you knew this would happen. I don't really know what the context was, but yeah, I already knew it was going to happen because I look at the patterns. Let's say somebody's following the same footsteps of a family member that I've watched over the years, and I saw they either lost their job, lost their spouse. You know, I've seen people actually drink themselves to death and die at 50 years, and die early death, 50 years old. I've seen that on multiple occasions, and I've seen people who complain and how they end up. I've seen people who reject Jesus and how they end up. The only way you're going to make it is get saved. This place is so bad, you got to have the Holy Spirit, because you will go down a rabbit hole of delusions so deep. You're starting to see some of the actors get saved, right? You see them have awakening, but then you see them get saved. Even what's his name? What's that guy's name? I'm glad I forgot his name. The podcaster. Joe Rogan. And notice his name's Rogan and he's bald. Rogaine, right? So anyway, my point is everything's scripted. Yeah, you could see the future. All you need is some data points. If you got a marriage where both people are fighting each other, somebody's going to end up dead or in jail or divorced, or there's going to be somebody's going to be cheating, and there's going to be all kinds of stuff. The queen bee system never changes. There's always going to be if somebody feels non-empowered, they're going to try to get some queen bee flying monkeys to get their power back. Yeah, I've seen it. I know it. Whatever it is, I'd have to have all the data points, but yeah, you already know what's going to happen. Anyway, There's nothing new under the sun. And that's one thing I want to just, let me talk about this first. If the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, what does that tell you? It tells you everything's a repeat. And if everything's a repeat, time is a cycle. If time is a cycle, what has been shall be, what shall be has been. That's a Bible verse too. That tells you that this is a simulated training program to move you away from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. There's no space, there's no time. Everything is the now. And the only way you're going to get out is through Jesus. Because if you get in, if you step into Christ by faith, you quantum shift from the flesh mind to the spirit mind by receiving Jesus into your heart by faith. And here's how you do it. You say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. Please come into my heart and save me. And when he does, you get a new birth. You become one with the body of Christ. There's saved people in every denomination. There's saved people in the Pentecostal, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Catholic. There's saved people in all different kinds of churches and religions and denominations, because it's faith alone. And most people never get sound doctrine because there's the cares of this life drown out the truth, you know, and the TV and the music and all that. Speaking of the TV and the music and all of it's a mockery of Christ. Everything that Hollywood does is about the church and is about Christ and is a mockery of us. They're just copying our lives. Hollywood is just a copy of you. The psychologists write the scripts probably and give them to the Hollywood. Where do you think they came up with the metaverse and the fractal metaverse? Multiple dimensions. What was that movie? I forget the name of the movie, but there's a lot, you know, the Superman is in different metaverses, you know, multiverse. That's it, the multiverse. Where do you think the multiverse comes from? Look at the words. Multi is multiple. Verse is verses in the Bible. All the multiverses point to the same truth. I can't remember his name. I always forget his name, but he's dead now. But preacher, him and his team decoded the Bible's holographic. It is, and if the Bible's holographic, reality's holographic. And so, what holds your relationship together? What holds your job together? What holds your health together? What holds your vision together? You put time and effort in it. You connect. If you just walk away, it's over. It's finished. And that fades away. That person's, you can't remember their face. You can't remember what their voice sounded like. You can't remember, you just lose memories. It fades away. It fades off in the distance, you know. It fades off into the distance. The multiverse. And what's weird is, let's say you leave one situation, you step into another one. It's the same storylines. Everybody's going through the same problems. And they think that their problems are different than everybody else. And you step into that universe. Let's say you get a divorce and you get married to somebody else, and they have their own in-laws, and they have their little universe. Let's say a person got married 20 times, and every time they stepped into a new family dynamic, it was a multiverse of the one they had to begin with. Going back, the grass is not greener. And you say, oh, I'm going to build all these relationships. And then people start dying off. Then as you get older, some people's kids die. I've seen that in life where a couple, their child died, and it destroyed them. Why did it destroy them? Because they put the confidence in this place. You cannot put confidence in this place. I put no confidence in this car, my other car, my roof. I'm prepared. If I have I've got the material in storage that if I have a roof leak, I've got my staple gun, my hammer, my roofing nails, and some plastic, and and I'm getting up on the roof, and I can't depend on nothing down here. I'm always prepared, and you need to be too. You can't prepare for everything, but prepare for the things that you can prepare for. The problem with most relationships is they try to cut you off from friends. The good thing about a church family, if you have one that's just a faith-alone church, is you got the body of Christ. And if you don't have the body of Christ in the church family or in your home, if you don't, maybe you can get it online. I got 3 or 4 people that I can email at any moment, you know. Two I can call right now if I want. Yeah, I can call them right now or text them right now and say, hey, I need to talk to you. And they'll say, okay, give me a day or 30 minutes or an hour or tomorrow or something, you know. And they'll send me a text. We'll talk.
Hi,
probably talk on the phone. You gotta have outlets, people. So consensus reality. I might start an LLC and just start me a coffee shop. Find me a place somewhere nearby and just start take out an LLC, take out a loan, try to make a profit. If it crashes and burns, it's oh well. I learned something. Then start a new LLC with a new name, and maybe a coffee shop in another city. Keep doing it till it appears, you know. I promise you, this is a hologram, and everything that you need is already out there. You just have to collapse the wave function. How do you collapse the wave function? By faith. I want to scream it to the housetops. I mean, off the housetops. But nobody still listens. If they discovered it in physics, that means it's a reality in the natural, in the 5D, in the 6D, in the 7D. You've got to wake up. Look, and when you wake up, the world's going to call you crazy. But that's what's supposed to happen. All the saints of old have been called crazy. And maybe they are crazy a little bit. You have to be crazy to even survive in this place. I watched a situation about 6 months. A guy was always yelling, I want to die, I want to die, I want to die. And eventually put him in a nursing home. But my point is, when you talk to him, he sounded normal. But he had that little touch of crazy. And he might have been trying to get attention to survive. When this thing breaks into, I got distracted. This good-looking woman pulled up in a car beside me, and I kind of got distracted. Sorry. I'm sitting here thinking, she's going to work. And I'm sitting here thinking, what's her consensus reality? I'm starting to look at everybody like, what's your consensus reality? Do you not know that it could crash and burn at any moment? Your whole world's going to crash and burn if you put trust in it. It's just all fake. Time is fake. Space is fake. The only thing that's real is eternal life in Christ. And by Him, all things consist. this thing is going to crash and burn. All your money system's fake. All your political... The only reason that the USA politically still exists is everybody's in consensus reality. Yes, we agree with Trump. We'll vote him in. It's a consensus reality. They chose... The humans in the USA are choosing this reality. They're choosing this. They want this. And because everybody's in agreement, it's a holographic... What do you think Elon Musk is doing? He's like a magician. He'll get up, and Joe Rogan too, they're magicians. They'll get up there and say something, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon. Everybody jumps on the bandwagon. They know as soon as they say something, I'm supporting Trump, the whole world's going to vote for Trump. You know? It's a consensus reality. It's not even real. When you wake up to the fact that your reality is not even real, your thoughts are not even your own thoughts, then you have awakening that will drive you insane, or you'll be praising God. So it's all a worship service. Look at the cats and the dogs. What about their little reality that they live in? They really believe you're going to feed them. What if you quit feeding them? They'll go across the street to the neighbor. It's only real. There's two of you or more, where two or three are gathered together. Hello. Ask whatsoever you will. That tells you right there. Hello. Come on now.